You're listening to SBS News.
Health and fitness plans are expected to top the list of Australian New Year's resolutions. But experts say it's also a time of year for people to be gentle with themselves and set realistic goals for improving their health and well-being. Dr. Craig Duncan is a performance strategist and exercise scientist. He says research often shows New Year's resolutions don't often last very long.
Research really tells us that often New Year's resolutions don't last very long. So we might start an exercise program and after just a couple of months, our motivation dies out and we struggle with it and we don't keep it up for the entire year. And that is okay, but you don't have to wait to the next New Year to make that resolution to start again. So that's one of the problems with these New Year's resolutions. Just realize that, look, don't be too hard on yourself. Just start the next day or start Monday or start on your birthday. There's all these opportunities throughout the year.
Dr. Evelyn Parr is a research fellow in exercise and nutrition at the Mary MacKillop Institute for Health Research. She says it's an important and positive thing that people come together to celebrate at different times of the year, even if it means temporarily eating more and moving less. When it comes to resolutions at this time of year, Dr. Parr says making small changes in daily habits, like aiming to eat more fruit and vegetables rather than embarking on a full-scale diet, mean resolutions are more likely to be maintained. She also says people need to be realistic about their body type, but also not use this as an excuse to avoid making healthier choices.
General consensus at the moment is that genetics is contributing about 70% towards our risk of being obese or having overweight or obesity, which doesn't mean that you can write off and say, I can't do anything about it. It's genetic. There's absolutely modifiable factors, but for some individuals, they may always be a larger individual. That doesn't mean that they can't be a fit individual in terms of being reasonable at doing their physical activity, but it does mean that maybe for some people, they're never going to end up being a size six.
Many Australians would also be assessing their physical activity levels at this time. Dr. Grant Duffy is a senior lecturer in exercise science at the Australian Catholic University in Sydney. He says many people are time poor but must find ways of incorporating exercise into their daily routines.
The general guidelines are now people need to do 4 to 5 days a week of light to moderate type exercise at least, but that can be in the form of things such as your resistance training, going for a walk or a run, or even some type of team sport activity. And we've seen definitely a boom, obviously, in the group type fitness sessions type of exercise now.
People may also be reviewing their alcohol consumption, but the Alcohol and Drug Foundation urges people who may be moderate to heavy drinkers to visit their doctor before deciding to abruptly stop drinking. The Foundation's Melinda Lucas says Australia is a country where socialising often revolves around drinking, citing after-hour work drinks and happy hour at the local pub as regular parts of many Australians' social activity. Miss Lucas says even if someone is just drinking a couple of glasses of wine a night, they may still experience withdrawal symptoms if they stop suddenly.
It's a really good first step to go and have a chat with your GP. The alcohol is one of those drugs that when you have it on a regular occasion, your body does become dependent upon it. And so a lot of people aren't aware of that. So having a chat with your GP first, making sure that you're all good to go, because if you don't, for some people, there can be very serious health effects if you go cold turkey too quickly. And then it might be the best advice is to, okay, so instead of drinking 7 nights a week, maybe and 3 glasses of wine, maybe have 1 glass of wine, or maybe have 3 nights a week that you don't drink and then 4, but you do have a couple of glasses of wine.
The foundation has also released a reminder for people to watch their alcohol intake in hot weather, taking precautions to avoid swimming or prolonged sun exposure while drinking. Experts also warn people planning to consume illicit drugs to remember that there is no safe level of drug use. It urges people to look out for each other by not taking drugs alone, not mixing illicit drugs and prescription drugs, and only taking very small amounts. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.